AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden says his top priority is to tackle inflation.
Our economy has gone from being on the mend to on the move.
At the White House, the president says Republicans have what he called a MAGA plan, increase taxes on the middle class and let billionaires and large companies off the hook.
My plan is to lower everyday costs for hardworking Americans and lower the deficit by asking large corporations and the wealthiest Americans to not engage in price gouging and to pay their fair share in taxes.
Stocks have moved lower on Wall Street after early gains. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen talked about the economy on Capitol Hill and faced tense exchanges about the economic impact if the Supreme Court overturns Roe versus Wade.
I believe that eliminating the right of women to make decisions about when and whether to have children would have very damaging effects on the economy and would set women back decades.
This is South Carolina Republican Senator Tim Scott.
To make it sound like it's just another 0.4% added to our labor force participation as a result of the issue of abortion just, to me, seems harsh.
Ukrainian officials say Russian missiles pummeled the vital port of Odessa, apparently as part of efforts to disrupt supply lines. A sheriff in Indiana says the murder suspect and his jailer, who evaded authorities for more than a week after walking out of an Alabama lockup, were carrying $29,000 in cash, four handguns, and an AR-15 rifle, and were prepared for a shootout when they were captured. The jailer is dead. Amazon has fired two employees with ties to the grassroots union that led the first successful U.S. organizing effort in the retail giant's history. This is AP News. Authorities in Oklahoma released body cam video of the fatal police shooting of a black man in December.
It was December 5th of last year. Officers responding to a 911 call of someone waving a gun inside a house where there was reportedly a restraining order against him. As 29-year-old Quadri Sanders was confronted by police outside, the video shows that he moved behind a refrigerator. Oklahoma investigators say Sanders was shot 15 times. He was not armed, and there wasn't a gun near him. The two officers, dismissed in January, were charged last week with first-degree manslaughter. I'm Jackie Quinn.
A historically black college in Illinois named after Abraham Lincoln and founded the year Lincoln was assassinated will close this week. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.